Welcome to the Balanced Perspective Podcast, where we're going to be challenging perspectives on what it actually takes to be successful in both business and in life. I'm your host, Terri Ann Richards, and with 16 years as a serial entrepreneur, I've experienced some of life's most epic successes and failures. Join me as we journey on a mission to blow the lid off of some of the best kept secrets to living a life of true success from the inside out. Welcome back to the Balanced Perspective. I am super excited to be here with my guest, Kathy Davis. She is a plant-based lifestyle coach, recipe developer, and the CEO of Veg Inspired, where we help people successfully transition to a plant-based diet with practical tips, strategies, and easy and delicious recipes without added stress in the kitchen. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thanks, Terri Ann. I'm super excited to be here.
I'm super excited to have you here. And you know what I love that I just did? I literally said we in your bio, like I'm now part of your company. We've hung out for all of what, 7 minutes? And it's now we help people successfully transition. It's not me, guys. It's her. So welcome to the show. So I always like to ask this question at the beginning to get sort of the story behind the story of what made you become an entrepreneur, a leader, somebody who moved into this world of lifestyle coaching and obviously a focus on nutrition. So take us a little bit back to the journey of how you got to this place.
Sure, I'd love to. So I'm a school teacher by trade. I love to help people. I have a master's degree in education. I taught for 7 years and we moved. And at that time, I wasn't sure I wanted to teach. I wanted to help people, but I didn't know what I really wanted to do. And I took a job working for a small company and really got my bearings on entrepreneurial life. It was a small company, so I wore a lot of hats in that position, and I loved it. I loved the strategy. I loved the just all of it. And so that was really where my entrepreneurial skills started to blossom. Now, granted, I was working for somebody else, and I always said, gosh, I really want to work for myself. I really want to work for myself. And that was about 12 years ago. About 8 years ago, my husband said, I think we should really look at this plant-based eating thing as like a diet, a way of life. I was like, oh, no, I'm giving up burgers and blue cheese dressing. Like, I'm a relatable person. You're sitting there and you're like, oh, plant-based. I don't want to eat plant-based. What's this? I was not willing to give those foods. And what I found was when I allowed familiar foods already made with plants, potatoes, rice, veggies, fruits, sauces made from common ingredients like cashews, it kind of opened my eyes and gave me the foundation to be able to say, wow, this isn't as weird or as strange as I thought it was. And so the more of the plant-based recipes that we ate, the more meals we ate, the more inspired I got to show people just like me, that it wasn't as hard or as scary or as difficult as I thought it was. And I started Veg Inspired. We've been food blogging and just sharing inspiration for around plant-based eating for about 7 years now. And I love it. And so pair the education piece, that passion for helping people, that entrepreneurial mindset. And a business was born.
So here's what I really love about what you're saying. And I love the fact that you're being super authentic because I like my meat. And the idea of eating just, you know, vegetable or plant-based, I get a little nervous and I can't even imagine like how would I have any sustenance? Like how would it taste good without meat? So I love the fact that you're sort of prefacing that even before you moved into that world, you also had that fear. Because the assumption would be there would be a lot of individuals listening to this right now that would be of that same thought process. So you make the decision, and I love that you're complementing moving into this world with your teaching background, because obviously you're very much educating people on how to make a lifestyle change, because it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle change. So what has been your biggest lesson in business thus far?
My biggest lesson in business so far has been to take imperfect action. And I'm going to preface this and hopefully it's super helpful. 2 years ago, I wanted to set up a course to help people eat more plants. And I sat and I wrote curriculums and I was going to record and make it perfect. And that course never happened. And about a year ago, I met a business coach and she said, just start now. Sell the program and deliver it live. And I mean, the numbers are incredible. Like I 20x'd the amount of people that I'm helping because I took imperfect action. And so my biggest lesson is to take imperfect action. You know, I told you this, Terry Ann, before we started, I traveled the United States full-time in an RV by choice. And my husband and I really had to dig in deep. You know, that's a far stretch from the quote unquote American dream, right? We lived in a beautiful townhouse, 3 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 2,400 square feet. We had brand new cars, working wonderful double income jobs, right? And something was missing. And I always tell people, like, the leap of faith that I took personally is the same lesson I learned in my business. Like that little nagging idea, that little thing that keeps you think it's a thorn in your side. Take imperfect action on it, because if you're doing it out of service and out of purpose, it's a game changer for your happiness and your success.
I love that, because a mantra, and I actually have it on a sticky note right here on my laptop, and it says, never forget that impact follows intention. And so I certainly believe that when service providers, coaches, consultants, individuals who are healers look at the world from a place of service, it's really difficult to muck it up, because, you know, it is, it's just, you're just putting one foot in front of the other. You're taking, you know, what did you call it? Your, the messy action on a go forward, and you're just getting what you have to offer the world, this gift, that greatness, and you're just doing it and you're iterating along the way. So talk to me a little bit about what it is that you actually do. Like, how do you work with individuals?
That's a great question. And I love it, because I love what we've developed, and I love that it's ever evolving. So I started with the Successfully Plant-Based program, and it's evolved into the Eat More Plants Academy. And it is a group coaching program, but it's so much more than that. We meet as a group, and I share training and mindset and coaching on how to make eating more plants fit into your busy life, because we all want to eat healthy. You know, I always joke, like, my business coach says, eat healthy, drink water, move more, meditate. Like, there's always these pieces that you see successful people saying they did, and eating healthy is always on the list. And so I really work with high achievers to figure out how they can fit more of those nourishing, energizing, plant-centered foods into their meals and snacks versus skipping breakfast or going to the vending machine or even just, you know, grabbing a granola bar out of the bottom of their bag, like really tapping into what foods are going to nourish you throughout the day. Because ultimately, we want to be energized, whether it's showing up for our business, showing up for our clients, or showing up for our family. We want to have the energy to do that. And when we leverage the power of food, that's powerful. And it can be very easy when done strategically. And that's what I provide. I provide strategies, habit development, recipes and foods, and then the mindset behind those shifts.
That is awesome. So it's fun. So before we jumped on this call today, I took a look through your website, and you just don't know what you don't know. And the one that like jumped out at me, so I have a love for fried rice. I don't eat it very often, but you have this vegan fried rice with yum yum sauce. The photo is like, it's making me drool. I'm also very hungry right now. So it looks awesome. So we're speaking, you know, specifically to entrepreneurs and leaders, sometimes overstretched, working lots of hours potentially. And what I've learned as a coach that's working with these individuals, that health doesn't typically come top of mind. They're burning out in the middle of the afternoon because they don't have the energy. You know, they're hitting that mid-afternoon fog or the wall. And everything that you read and you look into, you know, nutrition is a big part of it. Sleep is as well, and lowering your stress levels, but nutrition is a strong part of it. And over the last couple of years, there's been a little bit of a light put on plant-based diet and the energy that you can actually derive from it. So is there something that maybe you could give as encouragement and or tips for those that are maybe plant-based curious and intrigued by how this could potentially help them gain more energy and thus become more productive in their day-to-day life?
Absolutely. My biggest tip is to start with familiar foods. So you were immediately drawn to the fried rice because it's familiar, right? Rice, veggies. There is some tofu in that recipe, but you could easily substitute the little green edamame beans or people eating sweet potatoes with a big salad. And one of the big things I find, and this is a common mistake that people have, is they don't eat enough during the day. What tends to happen with a lot of clients come to me, they're super busy, they're exhausted, they're like rushing their family out the door in the morning. Then they're either, you know, if they work for a company, they're boardroom all day, they skip lunch, they might have a light salad because they don't want to feel bloated after a lunch. And what I find is when you eat the foods that sustain that energy, so whole plant foods, potatoes, brown rice, quinoa. Now, I'm not suggesting eating like super processed pasta or white bread and looking really at those whole foods. When you eat a big salad with a scoop of cooked quinoa or a nice big salad, lots of veggies, lots of energizing foods, lots of color, those can easily be made ahead and stuck in your bag or lunchbox and then taken to work. And you can kind of eat at your desk, which I know is not a great habit. I'm really about mindfulness, but let's be real. We're all busy. We've all been there. I'd rather you eat it than you skip it. Throw a sweet potato in there. Throw a couple of boiled white potatoes. White potatoes are the highest food on the satiation index. So if you are hitting that slump mid-afternoon, you get home and you're hangry, you're yelling at your family, your spouse calls and asks for what's for dinner? And you're like, oh, sigh. I don't even want to have the dinner conversation. I'll just pick something up. If that's you, if you can relate to that, try eating some more high energizing foods at lunch. So, and again, it's those familiar foods. I'm not telling you to eat tofu and random veggie burgers. I'm talking about regular foods that everybody eats. Chickpeas with hummus, potatoes or sweet potatoes, brown rice, quinoa, lots of veggies, lots of colorful foods, and skip the processed foods that are high in sugar. So sugar processes in your body so fast that it always creates that crash. So if you're grabbing coffee that has lattes, that has lots of sugar, you're going to feel that crash. If you are eating granola bars that are pumped full of sugar and pumped full of other processed ingredients, it's not going to sustain the energy in your body and you're going to crash. And something that really fascinated me, I read an article a few months ago, when we increase our servings of fruits and vegetables to up to 5 a day. So I want you to think like oatmeal with some berries for breakfast, a nice big salad with lots of veggies, maybe a fruit for an afternoon snack, and then some vegetables, maybe in the fried rice or in like tacos or something at dinner. So you get 5 servings of vegetables. You can increase your productivity up to 25%. Now the standard American does not get 5 servings of vegetables in a day or fruits. And most of us could benefit from an increase in productivity up to 25%. Like I tell people, that's a fourth of your workday. What if you could be a fourth more productive? Like that's like 2 extra hours of productivity a day.
Wow. Wow. Yes. Can sign me up. Like right now it's about 4:25 where I'm at. So, you know, later in the afternoon, almost supper time. And I would say for all intents and purposes, I do yoga, I walk, I weightlift, I eat a relatively healthy diet that is not plant-based. I'm not definitely not hitting that peak of the amount of vegetables and whole foods that I should be getting into my diet on a regular basis. But what you're saying speaks, you know, it almost speaks to the heart of the desire of ambitious high achievers is we know that there's a lot to do. There's a lot to do. We've got big impact to make, and it's very hard to do when your candle's burning out. right? And so I love that you've put this energy and this focus on, because lifestyle, diet changes, all of that stuff is actually rather boring, and it doesn't sound sexy or exciting in any way, except for when you kind of tie the pretty little bow in the middle that says, hey, here's why it's important for you specifically. And I love that you speak specifically to that ambitious high achiever. So what would you say is your favorite, like, go-to food? Like, everybody's kind of has their, like, their favorite recipe or their favorite food. What's yours? Cause mine's pizza.
My favorite food, hands down, it's tacos. And I actually teach meal planning with routines. And I love tacos because Taco Tuesday is just a thing, right? So I'm going to run through this example for all of you. It's like a bonus tip. So if you're focused on Taco Tuesday, you can have four different taco recipes and you've just meal planned for a month, right? You've got week number one, maybe you do a bean taco. Week number two, maybe you do a veggie taco. Week number three, maybe you get brave and do a tofu taco. Week number four, maybe you do quinoa and lentil taco. So you've got four taco recipes. You can plan your Taco Tuesdays for an entire month. And that's how my meal planning routine process works. You pick a theme and then you just find four different recipes to rotate through those themes. And you can plan an entire month in, I mean, less than 30 minutes.
Wow. So you've been in the game for a little bit. You've decided to, I love that you guys are living in an RV and traveling around. So what's that like? Cause that sounds super fun, but is it?
It is super fun. But you know, one of the things that I always preface about anything, it's really the attitude that you go into it with. So when we decided to sell our house in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and buy an RV, because we didn't own it, and travel the United States, we had to go in with an attitude of expecting it to be amazing. Because, you know, yes, the bathroom's smaller. Yes, the kitchen's smaller. Yes, I spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year with my husband, who also works from the RV. And when you start to think about the things that could throw you off, that could make it quote unquote undesirable or unbearable, you have to also balance that with the amazement. So 2021, we started the year, we rang in the new year in Southern Texas, right across the border from Mexico. And the entire year of 2021, we wandered our way through Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, Idaho, and Wyoming, and all the way up to Montana, where we were 30 miles from the Canadian border at Glacier National Park. The things and places and destinations that we've seen, the experiences that we've had, are unlike anything we would have had if we were trading our time working and taking paid time off. Like, we still work, we still have to take time off, we still have to show up for a job, but we're doing it on our terms. And, you know, living in an RV has its benefits, right? Like, we're mobile. It also has its negatives because, right, we're mobile. So, you know, when things get a little weird, you don't know what to expect, but we love it. It was the best decision we ever made. We made the decision 3.5 years ago. So we've been on the road since October of 2018. And it's as far as we can see, we're going to keep doing it. And when we get to where we can't see, we'll decide then.
Wow. Oh, that's so awesome. So obviously the question I'm about to ask, I feel like I could know the answer, but maybe I don't, because obviously, you know, we just met. So what are you most curious about? Like, personal, business, mix it all together, but what are you most curious about that you would, you know, spend hours researching, learning about, watching, you know, documentaries on Netflix? Like, what are you most curious about?
I would say I have two pieces. One, I'm fascinated by the power of plants and how they affect the body, right? Food is nutrition. Food is health. Health is medicine. Food is medicine. I fully believe that. And I'm fascinated by that. The other piece of the puzzle that I really spend a lot of time reading is mind and brain information. Like, I am fascinated by mindset and really the power of our thinking to lead us to take action. So those, I would say it's twofold, which is one of the reasons why my program is both plant-based and mindset, because there's a mindset shift that has to happen if you're going to change your lifestyle. And so I'm fascinated by both of those two pieces of information, and I will dig in. And we always joke that if I'm reading a book, like, you have to call my name three times because I'm so in deep into it that I didn't hear you the first two.
I love that. So I'm not going to ask you your age, but wherever you are in the realm of life and maturity, who has been the most influential person to you?
So I'm going to say that it was my grandmother. So my grandmother told me when I was in high school to do the things that make your heart full, like do the things that you want to. And I remember when she passed, she told my dad, like, if that's what you want to do, go do it. And it was about a trip that he wanted to take. And that's always been what I lean into when I'm faced with a big decision. And a lot of times I know in the past, it's that fear that holds us back. But I just think about her and I think, gosh, she would be so proud of me. She would be so proud that I authored these cookbooks. She would be so proud that I'm traveling the country and following my dreams. She would be so, like, I think about the influence that she had on me. And sometimes I think about it. Sometimes it's almost, I feel like a little bit I took for granted of the time that I did have with her because I was still so young. And, you know, I'll disclose I'm over 40. So, you know, being at that level and being able to look back and knowing that I've really lived without her for about 15 years, like, wow, like such an influence and inspiration for so much of my life. But if I could just sit across the table and have dinner with her and just share with her all the things, I wouldn't take one moment of that for granted.
I think that's a great life lesson. So if you were sitting over here on my end of the mic, what question do you wish I would have asked you based on what you know and sort of the message that you're trying to leave on the world?
Oh, this is a great question, Terri Ann. Thank you. One of the questions that I really like to answer, and I don't know that this question comes out typically in the interviews, but it often comes out from clients. And people will say, like, why should you be my coach? So if you were asking me, why should somebody hire you? Why are you the person to educate and coach and hold people accountable? I would say, because I lived it. So we talked a little bit about my 8 years ago being kind of resistant and eating plants, but 2.5 years ago, after I had been eating vegan for about 5 years, I stepped on the scale to weigh one of our cats because we travel with cats. And I was at my highest weight ever. And that was a huge wake-up call for me because I'd already started feeling tired. I didn't want to film recipe videos. It took a lot to get me up and moving. And I had this drive to be, you know, a famous YouTuber, right? Recipe developer, but I couldn't muster up the energy to take action. And it's easy to look back, right? Hindsight's 20/20, but those moments, I realized I was showing all the symptoms of prediabetes. I was overweight. I was eating all the processed vegan junk food, which if you're listening, like, you'll hear me. I'm an ethical vegan. Like, I choose not to, you know, use animals for entertainment or wear them or anything, but I'm teaching people how to eat more plants because the power of plants is amazing. So going back those 2.5 years, since then, I've lost 40 pounds. I increased my energy, increased my productivity. I scaled my business internationally. I authored 3 cookbooks. Like, I am on a mission to help other people leverage the power of healthy food so that they can make a more significant impact. And I don't just teach theory. I teach both from experience and research. And that's why me.
See, that's why I asked that question. Why didn't I ask that, Kathy? Love it. I love it. Okay. So I'm going to ask you my signature question, and then we're going to switch over to some lightning speed questions. What does perspective shifting mean to you?
Oh, I love this. When I think of perspective shifting, I really think about standing. Like I think about you're in your own shoes and you leave your shoes there and you move to the other side of the table. You move to the other side of the situation. You know, a lot of times everything, you know, it seems as though things are so misunderstood because we're only taking in the information from our perspective. And perception, perspective, that's your reality. But if you leave your shoes where they are, your perspective, and you step around to the other side and you look at it from somebody else's perspective and you shift the way that you take in information, the way that you hear information, the way that you think about what you've always been told, you might just find that having that perspective shift or that open mind toward another idea can change your entire life. And, you know, I live it, right? I sold my house, left my job, and hit the road full time in an RV. That's a big perspective shift.
Is it ever? And you've allowed us to have a little bit of light into that perspective of your life, which I think is super inspiring and awesome. That's a great answer. Thank you for that. All right. So some lightning speed questions for you. Your favorite book and why?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. I love How to Kill a Mockingbird because it's entertaining, but I've also gotten into a couple of more of these mindset books, like I was saying. So You Squared by Price Pritchett, that really, really gave me a different approach to the way that I take action. And there is an opening story that talks about the fly. And actually it ties in perfectly with perspective shift and how the fly will just continue to fly at a window when he could turn 180 degrees and fly right out the door. So if you haven't heard of that book, it's called You Squared by Price Pritchett. I'm not an ambassador or anything, but it's fascinating.
I have never heard of it, so I'm certainly going to look into it. What is your favorite self-care routine?
Ooh, mine, affirmation work and meditation.
Really? All right. I'm digging that. What's the one app you cannot live without in your business?
I'm going to say Instagram because I love to be social and I I use that all day, every day.
I love it.
For Veg Inspired.
Are you into like doing reels and stories and stuff?
I'm not actually into reels, but I love to take pictures of my food.
Ah, so you got that kind of business where you can do that. The best piece of advice you've ever been given, life or business.
Take imperfect action. Don't wait. Don't wait for the right time. Don't wait for it to be perfect. But life and in business, just take action. You know, for us, we could have waited until the leases were paid off on our cars, or we could have waited until we retired to hit the road in an RV. But as we were 30 then, so as 30 somethings, you know, it was life changing. And the same thing with business, like taking imperfect action and launching that program and delivering it live to my clients. That was a business life changer. So that's my piece of advice that was well gifted.
I like it. I like it. Awesome. Kathy, this has been an amazing interview. I super appreciate your time and value all the expertise that you've brought into play here today. Where can people play with you? Where is your sandbox?
Yes, I do love Instagram at Veg Inspired, but Terri-Ann, I also have a free gift for your listeners. So one of the things that I love to gift are meal plans. And I think they're super helpful because it kind of stretches your thinking, gets you out of the box, gives you the meal plan. So you have the recipes, you have the grocery list. I even went as far as to give you the grocery list so that you could just say, all right, I'm going to go all in, try this plant-based thing that this veg-inspired Kathy lady talked about. So you can get that meal plan at veginspired.com/podcast. So you go in there, you can download the meal plan with recipes the whole family will love. As a teacher, I always want to make sure they're a little kid friendly, but you can find that at veginspired.com/podcast. And it really helps you kind of just take a little bit of imperfect action, right? You're basically gifted the next step toward eating more plants.
Totally appreciate that, Kathy. I hope you have an amazing year. Stay in touch. I will be connecting with you on Instagram and have an amazing day.
Perfect. Thanks, Tyrion. Thanks for having me. And thanks to all the listeners. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Balanced Perspective podcast. Listen, if you liked what you heard, can you give me a review? Maybe even a 5-star? All right. Have an awesome day.